Torah tells us in Parshas Pinchas, Vayidabar Hashem el Moshe Leimar, Pinchas ben Elazar, ben Aaron HaKoyin, Hashivas Chamosi, Al Bnei Yisrael Bekanos Kenosi Besoichom, Kulof Yilisis Bnei Yisrael Bekenosi, Lachein Amor Nosi Elos Bisi Shalom. So we know Pinchas did this act of Kanos, killed Zimri, and in the end, he got a brief of Shalom. And Zochel Kahuna, the Zohar HaKadosh, on page 3, says, Avlozeh Posach V'Omar, Shema Mili Bisar Avicha Baltitosh Torah Simecha. Shema minin muzar vicha. Da kutshem richa. Al titosh torus limecha. Da kinesis sursara. So the Zohar darshins the pasuk in Mishlei. Musar vicha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And torus limecha is kinesis Yisrael. So first we understand what that means, right? And why is it in this pasuk? What is the Zohar trying to say? So the Sefer Beirach Moshe has the late Satmar Rebbe, not the Rav Yonash, the Rav Moshe Teitelbaum. He has an original pshat. His original pshat in the Zohar. Again, the Zohar is on page 3. It says, Shema Mini Musar Avicha Val Titosh Toras Imecha. Page 3. Musar Avicha is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Toras Imecha is Knesset Yisrael. So the question is, what does that mean? And what does that have to do with the pasuk? So he says an original pshat. Fascinating pshat. And that's the following. Take a look on page 4. Page Lomar, bottom paragraph on the left side. Page Lomar, Mipahimash Kosov, Maron, Achasim Seifer, Mitruvosov. Kol yomai hayisi mitzdar al mikra hazeh. He said, there's one pasuk in Chumash, says the Chasam Sofer, that gives me a lot of pain. What is that pasuk? So it's a famous pasuk that we are all familiar with in Parshas Matos. Yisim dekiyim Mi Hashem hu mi Yisrael. That whenever you do something, you have to make sure, this was by B'nai God and B'nai Reuven, that you have to be good with God and good with man. In other words, you might be doing something right that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it's right and you know it's right, but if you're doing it in a certain way, people are not going to realize and they'll think, you know, sort of like, thank you, kind of like a Marisayim. So Yisem Ki Mi Hashem and Yisrael. So what's so difficult? So he says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes is a bigger rachamon than man. Because a lot of times people look to judge other people in an unfavorable way. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. He's trying to favor us, but man's not. So to be Yotzei, this pasuk, V'yisem Nikim Hashem Yisrael, you have to be yotzei even from the real critics. And that's like almost impossible. Says the Chasam Sofer, maybe that's pshat in the Pasuk in Koheles, page 5, top paragraph, fifth line. Adam ain't tzaddik ba'aretz, asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. There's no tzaddik, asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. Why? Kefil be'asiyosu kol tov, yefshe shelo yechta, al kol ponim ba'ofen hasheni, b'tzias yidei habriyos. Wow, a new pshat. That Adam, why is it Adam ain't tzaddik ba'aretz, asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta? Why not? Because lo yechta in the eyes of the Brias, because there will always be people that will look to downgrade somebody or look to find, you know, something wrong. And that's what people point out. That has to do with people's own insecurities, that they do that. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not insecure, so he doesn't need to do that. But as some people point out, that if a person has his own insecurities, so he's constantly critical of other people. So the Chasam Sofer says he doesn't call Yomov, he's mitztayer on that pasuk of Yisim Nikim Hashem Yisrael, because the Yisrael part is harder to be Yotze Zayin than the Hashem part. And he even says, this is quoted in the Tshuva in Chelek Vav, Tshuva Nun Tes. He even says, that's for next week's parsha share, we're going to, Bez Hashem, speak about B'nai God and B'nai Reuven. So he says that B'nai God and B'nai Reuven, they were the people that it said, Yisim Nikim Hashem Yisrael. So did they fulfill it? So Pasha Pshat, they did. They fought and then they got their land. So they fulfilled Yisim Nikim Hashem Yisrael. So Chasam Sofer says, no, they didn't. Possibly. Because we know Chazal say that when it came to going to Golus, B'nai God and B'nai Reuven went first. So so the Medrash says a different reason, that they were, you know, too materialistic, that we'll talk about next week. But he says no. Mistama, there were still even some critics on B'nai God and B'nai Reuven. And even they didn't fulfill Yisim Nikim Hashem Yisrael. So says the Chasam Sofer, that's pshat, ein tzadik ba'aretz, asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta. Because there'll always be the critics. Oh. So says the Satmar Rebbe Baruch Moshe, page 5. He says, whenever somebody's going to do something like Pinchas, so they're bound to be critics. Right? And we see that Rashi quotes that, you know, people were saying Hashvatim Vazim Sarisim Ben Puti Zesh Pitim of Imo Golem of Oskhovim. And there's Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin that says that originally the Chachamim wanted to put Pinchas in Nidui until whatever it was, a Baskol, whatever it was, that he wasn't. So the Sabbath Rebbe says he thinks that's pshat in the Zohar. When the Zohar says, the Zohar quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, that what? Shema b'ni b'usar avicha means that you have to be good with God. Yisem Nikim Hashem. Al Titos Toros Imecha means that you have to be good with Klal Yisrael. And he says, and ultimately, even though they were, says the Sabbath Rebbe, they were skeptics in the beginning, he fulfilled that. Because there was so much L'Shem Shemayim that even though they might have been skeptics in the beginning, he was Yotze. He was Yotze Yisem Nikim. And that's pshat. Chano es kinos besoch bnei Yisrael. Heishiv es chamei amei 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 amongst the Jewish people, because he was what? He was even accepted amongst the Jewish people. Oh. So I wanted to say like this. There's a word from Reb Tzadok. Reb Tzadok says, I didn't put it in the packet, but it's in the Pre-Tzadok. Reb Tzadok says that we know that we have a Gimel de Puranusa now. Three Shabbosim before Tisha B'Av. So we have three Haftoros. We have Divrei Yirmiyahu, Shimu, and Chazon Yeshayahu. So says the Chasam, says the Reb Tzadok, that the point is that in these 3 weeks we have to be misaking the pagam of Dibur, the pagam of Shmiya, and the pagam of Riyah. These three things. So I thought to add a knech like this. Knech is like this. That we're in the 3 weeks we're trying to hasten the Gula. It's a time that we're reflecting about the Avelus and the Chorban. So Divrei starts off with Dibur. But what kind of Dibur? So I want to say, based on this word from the Chasam Sofer and from the Satmar Rebbe, the Dibur that we have to Masakein is speaking negatively about our fellow Jews. And that is what perhaps the Chasam Sofer is saying is being Ma'akiv the Gula. So he says, Kol Yamai Hayisi Mitztayer Al HaPasuk Yisim Nikim HaShem U'mi Yisrael. Because whenever we have a Dibur, and I found more Makoros even after, whenever we had a Dibur that's Ra about another Jew, that brings a Kitrug in Shemayim. That brings a Kitrug in Shemayim. And therefore, Visim Dikim Hashem Yisrael, so as the Chasam Sofer says, the Yisrael part is the harder part. The Beyonce from Yisrael is the harder part. Well, then there's a pasuk in Eicha on page 9. The Eitzei Bibas Tzion Kol Hadara, all the splendor came out from Zion. Hayusareha Ayolim Lo Motzu Mireh. Right? Ayol. What's an ayol? What?
The ram.
The ram. So what does it mean? So take a look in the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Tesamud Beis, page 11. Amar v'amar b'reidu av Yishimun bar Abba, Amar av Shimun bar Abba, Amar av Chanina, l'chover Yushalayim, el b'shvil shalom chichu zed zed. So the Gemara says, Yushalayim was destroyed because they weren't mochiach each other. Shenema hayusarek ayolim lo motzu mire. So ma ayol zed, roshal shal zed, b'tzad znovo shal zed. Whereas the raid of rams, when they go in a row, you have one ram's head is by the tail of the next. So Chazal say, Yisrael Shabbos Ador, like we're looking down on the ground and they didn't give Musa to the next guy. So the Arvei Nachal, classic sefer, classic Jewish sefer, was written by the Lagushe Srat on Shulchan Aruch. So he quotes a vort on page 12. A different shot, almost the opposite shot that the Pashup shot. The Pashup shot is they didn't look to see anyone's, and they didn't give Musa. He says like this, on the third column. Al pi zeh, shamati b'shem chacham echad, shezeh omrim al posik, ayu sarech ayolim, ma ayol rosho shalzu b'tzad, znova shalzu, yimuz amor, shakol echad, Erich Malosov Negev Chesronosov Shal Chaveru. Because they put their head next to the other guy's tail. Meaning, in other words, they always compared themselves. They didn't look at their own Chesronos. They looked at their Milos, their head. And they said, of course I'm better than him. Look at all his Chesronos. But they didn't think about the other guy's Milos. So as they compared their Milos to the other guy's Chesronos. That's Rosh Hashanah, Tzad's Novo Shoseh. So that's the idea. That a person, like we said before, like people say, a person's insecure, so he's always going to try to look at the other guy's chasronos. And Mamela, he's not going to judge him favorably, and then he's going to speak negatively upon him, and that's going to to be makiv the gula. And that's what it says in the Sefer Pele Yoetz on page 15. Yadua shakadosh baruch hu chovek si yolamdu sanigora al Yisrael. Because Hashem wants that we should always find good things to say about Klal Yisrael. In fact, I didn't put this in, but there's a medrash that in Vayikra Rabbah that says that why was Yeshaya Zocher to have all the nevuas, the good nevuas, Nachamu, Nachamu, Anochi, all the nechamas from Yeshaya, because he says he always tried to find the good in Klal Yisrael, and therefore he was Zocher for that. And then he gives you other examples with Eliyahu Novi was Nenash because he said Kanoke Anis Lashem. There was when they said bad things in Klal Yisrael. But anyone who's Melamed Tzchus on Klal Yisrael. Oh, so I'll give you another thing from the Kedushas Levi that it's also not in the packet. Ezra Hashem will be in the Sefer in the Maida. He says an unbelievable thing. He says it says in Shabbos Kuf Yutes. Maybe it's the same moment, but you take a look. Unbelievable thing. Seatbelts on? Seatbelts on? Do you have a few tests on the base yet?
11.
Page 11? A few tests on the base? Maybe it's someone else. Okay, it might be Omer Aleph. Okay, listen carefully. It says, you have a Gemara here, Shabbos?
We have.
Listen carefully. Listen to this. This is from the Kedushas Levi, but it's not in the Sefer. You have to know where to find this Levi. Certain Kedushas Levi's that are unbelievable, like the one we did last week, that all the Jewish homes are going to come to Eretz Yisrael.
London edition.
In London. So it says, there's a Tasi Lee. Kufiut Chesem of Days, you look it up later. Unbelievable, and the Kedusha's late, unbelievable. He says, Amar of Sheish is tastily found in Mitzvah's Tefillin. I was Makai in Mitzvah's Tefillin. So Rashi says, Shalom, Holoch Arba Amos below Tefillin. So Kedusha's late, it happened to be. I mean, so Rosh Hashanah means, yeah, that was a bit filled, except when he says, God, what about Shabbos, Yontif? Okay, it doesn't mean that. He says, no. You know what it means not to go down with Amos without filling? Ready? It means like this. It means, we know, we put on filling. What does it say in that filling? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What does it say in the filling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Min Kam Chol Yisrael, Koy Echad Baretz. So not to go Dalar Amos without tefillin means that you're always thinking about how great Hashem is and how great Klal Yisrael is. And that's what it means not to go Dalar Amos without tefillin. Besides the Pashup Shah. And then it says from the Rebbe of Zusha, he says, if somebody says a bad thing on Klal Yisrael, then they're passing the tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Avodah of Divrei Yirmiyahu, the Dibur. And that's what the Zohar says, the Sama Rebbe says about about Pinchas. That in the end, everyone accepted. Even though in the beginning there might have been some skeptics. There's a very interesting Gemara, we might have once did it in the packet on page 17. Chagiga, Tezvav on the base. So it's Ashkenaz, I put the bracket in the wrong place. The bracket should be the word before. Ashkeche Rabba Bar Shela Eliyahu. Rabba Bar Shela found Eliyahu and Navi. Amar Lei Maika Ovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, what is he doing now? Amar Lei Ka Amar Shmaitse Mipumayu Dekula Rabbanan Umipumid Rab Meir Loka Amar. Hashem is saying over Divrei Torah from this person, from that person, but he won't say Divrei Torah in the name of Rab Meir. Amar Lei Amai. Why not? Because he learned from Elisha ben Avuya. He was his Rebbe. And Elisha ben Avuya, we know, went off the derech. So Hashem won't say Torah in his name. In fact, Rabbi Gil's student in this Beis Yitzchak wrote a whole article whether you're allowed to say Divrei Torah from somebody who has a bad reputation or something like that. He wrote a whole piece. In this week, just came out like a week ago. So Rabbi Rashel said back to Eliyahu Hanavi. He says, "Am I Rav Meir Rimon Motzo Tocha Ochal Kiposo Zorak?" He says, "Yeah, but he knew how to differentiate. He only took the good things. He took the food, and he spit out the pits. So he only took the good things from Rav Meir." So Amar Lehashka. So Eliyahu Hanavi said, "You know, I hear that Hashem is saying now Divrei Torah from Rav Meir." This is the first time I heard this kasha of David Cohen. I once heard him say over from the Or Chaim HaKadosh, and just this year I found that the Tiferes Shlomo says a similar idea. The Or Chaim HaKadosh is in the parasha Shmor v'Shamata. That's the mocker that only somebody who keeps the Torah Shmor, then you can learn from it. Shmor v'Shamata. So he has a whole piece here. So the obvious kasha is, what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know that before? That Rav Meir only learned the good things? What changed? Because he says, originally Hashem wouldn't say Shmaitza from Rav Meir. Now he is. So he explained it to him. He explained to Eliyahu Hanavi. So Hashem didn't know that explanation before? The answer is, so the regular, David Cohen said it over from the Or Chaim HaKadosh, you can look, is that until there's a psak in Beis Din Shalmata, like the Chasam Sof said, Vitzim Kim Hashem Yisrael, that the people are accepting that he did the right thing in this world, so then Hashem won't say, because it's the people are mochamer than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem was waiting for psak shel Beis Din Shalmata that they did the right thing. The Tiferes Shlomo says a similar idea, that once he gave a good dibor, that was mahani to melamed zchus, and that was poel in the yeshiva shalmala. So that's. And then the Tiferes Shlomo here says on the pasuk on page 20, he says, "Machan alvecha neshmartem mikol dover ra." So the Tiferes Shlomo says, "Anir l'ramiz b'zeh al yom Rosh Hashanah." He says, three lines from the bottom, third column. "Bali davar chasashom ra al chavera, lo yirapah b'chasrono, b'malos chavera." He says, "Mi al isha chafetz chayim, you want life on Rosh Hashanah? You want to say chazveinu b'sefer chayim? Then v'tzor l'shon chomera." You shouldn't say bad things about people. That's Tachanu Yom Hadin. Because if a person says good things about his friends, that is poil in the Yeshiva Shalmala. And there's this kuntras which discusses some of these Metoras. There's a kuntras, I think it's from Karelenstein. Kuntras Eitzos Lazakos Bedin Beyond the Rhine. So this is one of the Eitzos, is to say good things about people and to be Danis Kolon Dom Lekavskos and Midi Kenegan Midi points out. You'll be the Midi Dom Lekavskos. But this is the idea. Then I was thinking that in the Pinchas we have the pasuk as a keves echad taseh v'bokhar as a keves hasheni taseh ben arbayim. So the question is, so it's every day we have the two karbanos, and it's interesting that the on Shabbos, yeah, he points out in the Parish HaRosh here, might have bracketed it wrong. So the Tanchuma says, I think the Tanchuma says that the korban we bring in the morning, he's being mechaper in the averus of the previous night, and the korban we bring it in the afternoon is mechaper the averus in the day. So what averus do we do in the day? In the day, we do averus of maisa. At night, we do averus of machshava. So we need kapara both on the averus of maisa and the averus of machshava. So I was thinking, also one could say that, you know, in the day we do the averus of maisa, night machshava. So which one averus of machshava? So a lot of averus of machshava. But one averus of machshava is maybe the bad machshavas we have about different people. And it's a very hard thing because, you know, people always want to feel that they're better than someone else. So it's not so easy. So we try our best to say good things about people. And that's Bris Yishalom of Pinchas, that the Torah is made, like the Zohar says, Shema Mini B'Yusar Avicha, that's HaKadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Altitosh Torah Simecha, Da Knesset Yisrael. And we have to be Yotzei both. And the Chasam Sofer says, and the Knesset Yisrael is the harder one. You see from the Gemara, the Farish Shlomo points out, because Hashem would have said it already, Divrei Torah from him, he knew, but he wouldn't give in, Hashem wouldn't give in until the Bezen Shalmat, the Paskin. It's interesting, I remember years ago, I think the Debert Sina Rav came to Lubavitcher Rebbe. He was there on, I think Rav Hoffman knows this, he was there on like a Sunday morning, and maybe it's a dollar bill or something like that. I think the Rebbe said, you have to paskin that Mashiach has to come. So what's this idea? Because, in other words, we have the notion that the Bez Nishalmat, I mean, has an effect on the Bez Nishalmat. Bez Nishalmat can have an effect on the Bez Nishalmat. We have many examples to that. I think Gemara says by Pesula and Chozer and a lot of different examples. But as we begin the 3 weeks, the Divrei Yirmiyahu, so Dibur, that's what we have to focus on. Dibur, then Shmiya, and then Riyah. And they all tie into this as well, because you don't want to speak bad, you don't want to hear bad things about people, and you don't want to look at people, as Karelskin points out in the Kuntras, in Ayin Ra. You want to have an Ayin Tova. We say in Yiddish, to fargin to somebody. But you want to, you know, don't always judge them not favorably. Give them the benefit, forgive them, give them the benefit of the doubt. And that's the message. That's what we're waiting. And that's the harder thing. And that's being ma'akev the gula in a certain sense. So, there's Hashem, this should be the Musar Haskil of that we need Vinisim Nikim Hashem Yisrael. And we can help it out. So it's two things. That we as people have to act in a way that people are not going to suspect us. But we as bystanders also have to act in a way that that we see the good in people. Okay, should we dive a minute now?
We've got them here.